Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Eitan Gilboa is a professor and director of the Center for International Communications at Bar-Ilan University. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning. So it's these talks are going to be happening, but Trump's attitude or approach going in, real or not real, is that, well, we don't really need an agreement, but the fact is that there are going to be talks. What are we talking about?
Yes, that's exactly the problem. Witkoff, his emissary, said that talks will resume next week, and that the goal of those talks would be an agreement. Trump characterized that agreement as surrender.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody in the present Iranian government is authorized or capable to negotiate this kind of an agreement. Iran has been humiliated by both Israel and the United States in the eyes of its own people and the world and the Middle East. So if Trump thinks that he could dictate terms of surrender, I think he's wrong. Iran may want to come to the table simply to gain some advantages, such as perhaps lifting of sanctions. There are still serious sanctions, American and world sanctions on Iran. Iran wants those sanctions to be removed, among other things, because of the very difficult economic situation in Iran itself before the war. Now the war made it even worse. So I can see that as the only motivation to come to the table. Otherwise, I doubt if Iran would be willing to commit itself,
right,
not to rebuild its nuclear facilities. I want just to add, Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump said this was really stunning. Trump said the other day that he is allowing Iran to sell oil to China, and he explained that he is doing it simply because Iran needs money for reconstruction. So maybe Trump thinks that because he was doing that gesture, despite the maximum pressure sanctions that are still in effect on Iran, this is like making an exception.
Right.
Maybe he thinks that this would motivate Iran to agree to a long-term agreement.
So the fact is that there's still not real clarity on the damage done, how far back the nuclear program was really set. The fact is that they've indicated they're still going to continue it, and they're removing themselves from the any agreement about it. So therefore, what is achievable here? Will Iran, is that just posturing on Iran's side? The fact is that even if they agree to it, who can believe them? They've never been.
That's right.
So I can't really get my head around what is achievable in what does success look like with regard to these talks for the Americans?
Yes, all of your doubts are correct and in place. First of all, and Trump has said it himself, well, I don't care if we have an agreement or not. Well, if you don't care, why do you send your emissary to conduct those negotiations in the first place? Mm. But you mentioned that debate about the success of the war, right, to eliminate the nuclear facilities in Iran, especially the most fortified site at Fordow. And it takes time to verify. Trump said immediately after the American attack on Fordow that the facility was completely destroyed. Yet, defense intelligence agency at his own department, the Pentagon Department of Defense, said, "Well, we're not sure." Until somebody goes to the sites themselves and inspect them, it is difficult to say whether or not they were completely destroyed. They obviously got severely damaged. Right. I don't think there's any debate about that, doubt about that. Yet, the question is whether they were completely destroyed. And why this is important? Because if they were only severely damaged, they could be rebuilt. If, on the other hand, they have been completely destroyed, that's another issue. Then it would take much more time to rebuild. So some people said that the Iranian nuclear program has been set back, say, a month, maybe a year. Some people said a decade. So I think we need to wait until more verification of the results. Yes, and I really I don't understand this move, this negotiation move. I think, as I mentioned earlier, that Trump thinks he could get something out of it, and he thinks like a businessman.
Right.
So he never calls international agreements. He calls them deals, and therefore he thinks that Iran would be interested in cutting losses and signing that kind of a deal. Yeah, but in the Middle East, honor and identity and religion play a major role, and Western rationale does not always apply to actors and parties in the region. So I'm really doubtful whether
anything positive. Yeah, we do need to leave
it would come out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Eitan Gilboa, thank you as always. He is a professor and director of the Center for International Communications at Bar-Ilan University, talking to us about the expectations for next week. I think that we might have confused you even further. Certainly, I am even less clear on what the possible outcome is. What do you think it is? What do you think success looks like for the Americans going into this discussion next week? It's 8:45.